For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. COVID isn't gone, but weekly death rates have stabilized in rural America. As to why, Daily Yonder reporter Sarah Malott says health experts have some theories.
The strains that we're seeing are maybe are less deadly. More people are vaccinated than they used to be. More people are just naturally more immune because they survived an infection.
Still, the death rate is disproportionately higher than in urban areas, but that gap is closing. About 37% more rural Americans than urban folks died from COVID, and red flags were present well before the health crisis.
There's a lot of other things going on in rural areas that contribute to health problems, especially rural areas that have high poverty rates are more likely to see hospital closures.
More than 100 rural hospitals have closed in the past decade. Small communities preparing for future weather disasters are getting help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which has pledged $2 billion. But meeting requirements for government funding can be daunting. Xander Brown explains.
Three Forks, Montana, located in a floodplain, was awarded over $4 million last year to build a diversion channel to send runoff away from town back into the Jefferson River.
The project in whole is a pretty big project for our small community, and we have to come up with between $1.2 to $3 million on our own.
City Treasurer Kelly Smith says so far Three Forks has saved up nearly $500,000, but that is less than half of what they will need to meet the required match for the federal grant. Plus, they also have to pay for the engineering studies to get plans approved.
We have to send everything to FEMA before we start and say, okay, this is our plan. Do you agree with what the outcome will be? Because we want to make sure that if we do all this, it's going to take us out of the Jefferson floodplain.
I'm Xander Brown.
Last summer's massive flooding in Appalachia devastated already cash-strapped communities. The National Weather Service called the four-day rain event historically unheard of. More than 2,300 homes were damaged.
The recovery is going to be really, really challenging, and it's going to require a whole lot of subsidy.
Kentucky's Scott McReynolds with the Housing Development Alliance says people with lower incomes have less access to recovery resources, like credit. Regular homeowners insurance doesn't cover flooding, and the maximum grant per household from FEMA, the primary and often only funding source for residents, is less than $40,000.
We already had a housing crisis beforehand, so we didn't have enough units. A lot of the units we had were in severe decay. You have all of those challenges that just complicate the recovery.
A new Daily Yonder documentary tells the stories of people who lived through last summer's flooding in East Kentucky. View the documentary and read more rural stories at dailyyonder.com. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown.